creating responsive online communities of practice expedited through COVID, realigning the creative landscape. The study that we're going to talk through is a retrospective ethnographic study conducted between March 2020 to July 2020. And this was something in response to the government's guidelines regarding social distancing, having physical events. And so we had to respond very quickly as a university and a school in order to realign our teaching to be online, to provide synchronous and asynchronous delivery, and how this delivery would then funnel into the end of year, final year, level six exit showcase. So in terms of this, a showcase is defined as a place or an event where something specifically new can be shown or performed. Now, these are particular facilities and actions that within the creative arts our students exhibit every year. And obviously these will refer, being in a creative school, from anything from a catwalk show to possibly a theatre performance, to a dance performance. And so the particular community of practice we're referring to here is how the students individually created their own showcase events, feeding into the school event, and then feeding into the wider university event, and how the notion of communities of practice underpinned their learning and facilitated the meaning that and meet-making with the staff and the students. So the showcases here, in the way that they're being presented, are a critical launching platform for new careers and new blood into the creative industry, as commented by Denencourt. And it's something that that was very difficult to realign in a very short space of time. However, we actually did something that was very worthwhile and had a lot of traction and a lot of positive results from this. The actual methodology was an retro-ethnographic study through a qualitative approach. Focus groups were conducted with staff and students, followed by semi-structured interviews, just to understand a little bit further as to how they were thinking and what worked, what didn't work. So the key thing that we actually have is how a community was created. And the conceptual work framework actually focuses on the Wengerian principle of situated learning within a community of practice. This was then moved a bit further to how further work looked at communities of practice as more of a knowledge management tool. And in a sense, this is what we did within the school. So the staff managed the students' knowledge within a community of practice. And the illustration that we have here indicates how we actually looked at the various facets that actually work within communities of practice. So we have obviously joint enterprise, shared repertoire and mutual engagement, which are the key driving factors within this. So within the shared repertoire and the joint enterprise and mutual, everyone is working towards the same end goal, which is the showcase event. And so together, the staff and the students navigated the way through something which was new to a lot of people, specifically in very studio-based environments. And the notion of actually delivering online synchronous and asynchronous delivery that would then contribute to the showcase had its challenges. Some students, for example, didn't have access to computers. Some only had a mobile phone, for example. Some had one computer within their family. And again, this also was underpinned by Bourdieu's sort of habitas theory and social cultural influences here and their own sort of positionality within society here. So these were factors that we hadn't necessarily overcome previously because these weren't brought up as issues. But again, things like sort of digital poverty, digital dexterity, for both staff and students, staff commented it took a long time to prepare the material. This was very challenging, having to learn new ways of delivering, very quick, massive learning curve. And again, how students interacted with this. Students also living in isolation needed the community of practice as support. So tutorials and just being able to talk to someone. And again, it's being able to work together creatively, share work and have a common goal. So the community here wasn't just a way of delivering information and uploading the information, and the response of the students either looking at the work later or actually in real time. It was something where people can contribute and it was ongoing. And also what we've actually learned from this, that the showcase events that were put together did have a wider audience and also an external audience overseas and so forth. And again, visit to studios overseas as part of the teaching leading into this was very favourable. But again, there is a need for human interaction. And that's, again, something that the students and the staff did want, was a blended and a hybrid approach to how we could actually work with showcase events in the future. So the community of practice did support the community course-wise, school-wise and university-wise. But again, we needed to, in order to move this on, we need to extend knowledge, we need to extend the hardware and the software capabilities. But it is something that will extend showcases in the future and also their wider reach.